Tamid Perek Vov Mishnah Beis. We just completed in Mishnah Aleph the Koyin being Medashin the Menorah, the all seven Neirois. There was an earlier Shlav of the Dishon of Chomesh Neirois, and in the previous Mishnah we learned about the Dishon of the two Neirois Mizrachiois, one of which is the Ne'er Maravi, which is the starting point of the Hadlok of the Menorah Beinu Abayim. Mishazocha b'machta, the one who was zeicha to carry the machta with the cholim from the mizbeach and to bring it into the mizbeach apnimi in order to be machta olav zakteris. Tzovas hakecholim, he gathered the cholim in a pile on the machta al gabi hamizbeach on the mizbeach apnimi. That means he turned over the pan of the cholim, the machta, onto mizbeach apnimi, and he turned it over that should be piled up. Viridon. He spread out the cholim and he spread them out on the mizbeach. How did he spread them out? You can't touch cholim with the hand. So the way he did it was bishule hamachta. He used the edge of the machta to spread it out. That was his avodah, putting the cholim on the mizbeach haktoros to prepare for the haktorah. Vishtachavo, again, because he went in, there was a vishtachavo viyotzo. Mishnah Gimel. Mishazocha biktoros. The one who was actually Zoicha in the Ktoris, which was the Chadoshim Lektoris. This was the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that the Kahanim were waiting for, like we learned by the pious. The one who was actually Zoicha in the Ktoris, he would take the Kli that was full of the Ktoris, Mitocha Kaf, that was the big Kaf that was inside the Bozok, Vinoisnoi, Lo'oyavoy Lekroivoy. He would have to go in with another coin to somebody else to hold, because he's going to have to be makdir the ktoris. We're using both hands. This is a special avoida that's called chafino. Chafino, maloi chofnaim means his hands were full. He didn't have any other hands to hold on to the kaf. So the kaf would have to be handed loyva lekroyva. Nispaza mimenu, if some of the ktoris were to spill out from the bozoch, into the calf, then Oyavaya Krovi was holding the spoon and there might be some teres left inside of it. We put it into his hands that he's cupping in order to do the Avodah Sachafina. Remember, by the way, that whoever's doing the teres never did it before because it was only Chadoshim. So Mela, by definition, is inexperienced. So the Mishnah adds a point. It's not an easy Avodah. They would teach him how to do it. Some say that whoever was Zoicha would get a crash course from Echav HaKehanim that had done it outside before he went in. Some say that the one who was Oyevei Akroivoi came in, was the one who was more experienced, and he gave him the crash course on the spot. And they would tell him like this, Avizoy Hashem Etaskel Afonecho, be careful not to put the ktoris on the ish, on the mizbeach, on the side that's closer to you. Shaloi tikova, because if you put it down, it could blow, and then he could get burnt by the blowing of the ktoris in that direction. Hischel miradeid v'yotze, he would put the ktoris on the cholim that was spread out by the other kohen. Remember, the kohen went in with the machti, spread out the cholim on the mizbeach apnimi. Now, the one who is Zoich in the Akhtaris Akhtaris is putting the Akhtaris on the Cholim, and the Makhti, this one who is Zoich, goes out of the Kohekel. Loi hoyo ha-Makhtir Makhtir ad sha-mamuna oima loi hakter. He wasn't Makhtir until he was given the express order to be Makhtir. The reason for this, the Mepharshim bring down, is that the Avodas Hakteris is on such a high madrega that it needs an order, b'derech, of a soldier doing something with Nea Melech. In the melech, needs an order. It's not covered for the Melech for him to just take his own initiative. Now, if the Kohen Gadol, who always has prerequisite if he wants to do the Avodah of that day, if he's the one doing it, so he also has to be told, but you can't order the Kohen Gadol like a regular Kohen. Im hoya Kohen Gadol ha-mamuna oimaleh, the mamuna tells him, they are called Ishi Kohen Gadol Hakter. Parshu Ham. This is Xeris HaKosuv. The Pasuk says in the Avoida of any Avoida Bifnim, this is Xeris HaKosuv. Chol Odom Layia Boil Moid, Bevoil Lechap Bakodesh. Avoidas HaMechaprim, that's done Pnimi, has to be done in solitude. Where this Gzeis HaKosev expresses itself is that the Mamuna says in a loud voice over here, Hakter, all the Kahanim that are in the Mokrim, that are not participating in the Avodah Saktos HaKtoris, all Kahanim that were Bena Ulam V'Lamizbech have to be purged from that Mokrim. On Yom Kippur, the Rav points out that since the Avodah Saktos HaKtoris was done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so they only had to be purged from the Heichel. That means the Mokrim HaPnimi has to be in solitude, but the Mokrim outside of that place doesn't have to be. So the mokum that's directly outside the Heichel is Beno Ulam V'Lamizbeach on a daily basis. On Yom Kippur, the mokum that's outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Heichel itself. So the Mamuna would say it in a loud voice, and all the Kahanim would know to Parshu Ha'am. The Ha'am over here is only the Kahanim, because we're talking about only Kahanim are allowed to go Beno Ulam V'Lamizbeach, so it's called Ha'am over here, because it could be multiple Kahanim. The Hikdir, he would be Maktiv, Ishtachavo, of course. The Yotzo, he would go out of the Heichel.